This is the Sakar Merli of the 11th of October, 2024. Essence, sweet children, as well as having remembrance of the Father, become full of the wealth of this knowledge. Only when this entire knowledge continues to turn around in your intellects will you experience unlimited happiness. It is by having this knowledge of the world cycle that you become the rulers of the globe. Question: which children, human beings, are not able to have love for the Father? Answer: those who live in the very depths of hell and have love for the vices. Such human beings are not able to have love for the Father. You children have recognized the Father. That is why you have love for the Father. Question: who does not have the right to enter the Golden Age? Answer: the Father does not enter the Golden Age, and death does not enter there either. Just as Ravan does not have the right to enter the Golden Age, so Baba says, children, I too do not have the right to enter the Golden Age. The Father makes you worthy of going to the land of happiness, and he returns home. He too has limits. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. Are you spiritual children sitting here on the pilgrimage of remembrance? You souls know internally that you are on the pilgrimage of remembrance. The word pilgrimage should definitely enter your hearts. Just as those pilgrims think of going to Haridwar or Amnath, and that when they finish their pilgrimage, they will return home, so it is in the intellects of you children here that you are going to the land of peace. The Father has come and is holding your hands. He holds your hands to take you across. Hold my hand is said because you are lying in the ocean of poison. Now remember Shiv Baba and the home. You should remember internally that you are returning home. You do not have to say anything through your lips. Simply remember internally that Baba has come to take you home. You definitely do have to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. It is by having this pilgrimage of remembrance that your sins are cut away. Only then will you reach that high destination. The Father explains to you very clearly, just as one would teach small children. Let it constantly remain in your intellects while you continue to remember Baba that you are going back. The Father's task is to purify you and take you back to the pure world. He takes you children there. It is souls that have to stay on the pilgrimage. We souls have to remember the Father and return home. When you reach your home, the Father's task will be over. The Father comes to make you pure from impure and take you home. It is here that you study. By all means, go and tour around, etc. But whatever you do, let your intellects have remembrance. The word yoga does not necessarily mean a pilgrimage. Sannyasis use the word yoga. All of those directions are of human beings. For half a cycle, you followed divine dictates, and then for the other half of the cycle, you followed human dictates. You have now received God's directions. Do not use the word yoga. Call it the pilgrimage of remembrance. It is souls that have to go on this pilgrimage. Those are physical pilgrimages that you go on with your bodies. You don't need to use your bodies here. You souls know that that is the sweet home of us souls. The Father is giving you teachings through which you will become pure. You have to become Satipatthan from Tamapatthan by having remembrance. This is a pilgrimage. We are sitting in the remembrance of the Father because we have to go home to Baba. The Father comes to purify you because you have to go to the pure world. The Father makes you pure, and then, number-wise, according to the effort you make, you will go to the pure world. Let this knowledge stay in your intellects. We are on the pilgrimage of remembrance. We do not want to return to this land of death. It is Baba's task to take us home. Baba shows you the path. You are now in the land of death. You will then be in the new world, the land of immortality. The Father will not let go of you until he makes you worthy. The Father will not take you to the land of happiness. He has the limit of only enabling you to reach your home. Let all of this knowledge stay in your intellects. You should not only remember the Father, because you also need to have this knowledge. It is by having knowledge that you earn an income. By having this knowledge of the world cycle, you become the rulers of the globe. You have the knowledge in your intellects that you have been around the cycle, that you will return home, and that the cycle will start again from the beginning. Only when you keep this entire knowledge in your intellects can your mercury of happiness rise. You have to remember Baba, and you also have to remember the land of peace and the land of happiness. How can you become the rulers of the globe if you do not remember the cycle of 84 births? It is the task of sannyasis to remember only one, but because they don't know that one, they only remember the element of light. The Father explains to you children very clearly. By continuing to have remembrance, your sins will be cut away. First, you have to return home. This is your spiritual pilgrimage. There is a song. We went around searching for you in all four directions, but still remained distant all the time. That means we remained distant from the Father. You did not know the Father who gives you the unlimited inheritance. How many times have you been around? People go on many pilgrimages every year. When people have a lot of money, they have an interest in going on pilgrimages. This is your spiritual pilgrimage. When the new world has been created for you, you will go there. That is also called the land of immortality. There is no death to come and take anyone. Death does not have the right to enter the new world. This is the old world of Ravan. It is here that you invite me. The Father says, I come into this old world and enter this old body. I too do not have the right to enter the new world. I only come to purify the impure. You become pure and then make others pure. Sannyasis run away, they completely disappear. You don't even know where they have gone, because they even change their dress, their costume. Similarly, actors change their appearance. Sometimes a male actor plays the role of a female, and sometimes a female plays the role of a male. They change their appearance in this way. Such things will not happen in the Golden Age. The Father says, I come to create the new world. You children rule for half of each cycle. Then, according to the drama plan, the Copper Age begins and the deities fall onto the path of sin once again. There are many dirty images of them in Jagannath Puri. There is the temple to Jagannath. He in fact had a kingdom and was the master of the world. Yet he is shut away in a temple and portrayed as ugly. You can explain a great deal at the temple to Jagannath. No one else can explain the meaning of this. From being worthy of worship, it is the deities who become worshippers. In every instance, those people say that God is worthy of worship as well as a worshipper, that he gives happiness as well as sorrow. The Father says, I do not cause sorrow for anyone. This is a matter of understanding. When a child is born, there is happiness. But when a child dies, they cry. They say that God gave them sorrow. Oh, but you receive temporary happiness and sorrow in the kingdom of Ravan. There is no question of sorrow in my kingdom. The Golden Age is called a land of immortality. This is called a land of death, where they have untimely death. There they celebrate in great happiness, and their lifespans are also long. The longest lifespan is 150 years. Here too, some people live that long. However, this is not heaven. Some look after their bodies very well and their lifespans become longer. There are some who also have many children. Their family continues to grow and expand very quickly, just as branches and twigs emerge on a tree. There might be 50 branches and then 50 more will emerge from them. A great deal of growth takes place. The same thing happens here. This is why this tree is compared to a banyan tree. Although the whole tree is still standing, its foundation does not exist. Here too, the foundation of the original eternal deity religion no longer exists. No one knows when the deities existed. They speak of hundreds of thousands of years. Previously, you too never thought about this. The Father comes and explains everything to you. You have now come to know the Father and the beginning, middle and end of this whole drama. And you also have come to know its duration, etc. No one knows how the new world becomes old and how the old world becomes new. You children are now sitting on the pilgrimage of remembrance. This pilgrimage of yours should continue regularly. By all means go on tour, but stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. This is a spiritual pilgrimage. You understand that you also used to go on those pilgrimages on the path of devotion. Those who were strong devotees must have been on many pilgrimages. Baba has explained that to worship one Shiva is to have unadulterated devotion. Then there is the worship of the deities, and after that there is the worship of the five elements. The worship of the deities is still better because their bodies are still Satopratan, whereas the bodies of human beings are impure. Those deities are pure. Then from the Copper Age onwards, everyone becomes impure. They continue to fall. The picture of the ladder is very good to use for you to explain. There is the story about a genie. All of those examples, etc., refer to this time. They have all been created about you. The example of the buzzing moth also refers to you. You change the insects and make them similar to yourselves, Brahmins. All of those examples refer to this place. Previously, you children used to go on physical pilgrimages. You are now once again studying this spiritual pilgrimage with the Father. This is a study. Just look at what people do on the path of devotion. They continue to bow their heads in front of everyone, and yet they don't know the occupation of any one of them. You can calculate who takes the most births and how the number of births decreases. It is now that you receive this knowledge. You know that heaven definitely did exist. The people of Bharat have such stone intellects that when you ask them when heaven existed, they say it was hundreds of thousands of years ago. You children know that you were the masters of the world. You were very happy, and you now have to change from beggars into princes. The world becomes old from new. Therefore, the Father says, make effort. He also knows that Maya makes you forget again and again. The Father explains, keep it in your intellect that you are returning home. Your anchor has been raised from this old world. Your boat is about to go across. People sing, take our boat across, but they don't know when it's going to go across. Therefore, the main thing is the pilgrimage of remembrance. As well as the Father, you also have to remember the inheritance. When children grow older, they keep their father's inheritance in their intellects. You are now grown up. You souls understand straight away that this is accurate. The unlimited father's inheritance is heaven. Baba establishes heaven, and so you have to follow the father's Srimat. The Father says, you definitely do have to become pure. It is because of purity that fighting and quarrelling takes place. It is as though people are absolutely in the depths of hell and are falling even further into vice. This is why they are not able to have love for the Father. They are the ones whose intellects have no love for God at the time of destruction. The Father comes to make you into those with loving intellects. There are many who don't have the slightest love in their intellects. They don't even remember the Father. They don't know Shiv Baba at all. They don't even believe in him. They are totally eclipsed by Maya. They have no pilgrimage of remembrance. The Father inspires you to make effort. You also know that the Sun and the Moon Dynasty kingdoms are now being established here. There are no religions established in the Golden or Silver Age. Rama does not establish a religion. He becomes that through the establishment that the Father carries out. There is the difference of day and night in the way that other founders of religion establish their religions, and how this father establishes this religion. The father comes at the confluence age when the world has to be transformed. The father says, I come at the confluence of every cycle. However, they have wrongly written the words that I come in every age. The path of devotion has to last for half a cycle. Therefore, the father says, children, do not forget these things. Children say, Baba, we forget you. Oh, but even animals do not forget their father. So why do you forget? You do not consider yourselves to be souls. By becoming body conscious, you forget the father. Just as the father now explains to you, so you children also have to form the habit of explaining in the same way. You should speak with confidence. You shouldn't lose courage in front of important people. You Kumaris are the ones who go and explain to great scholars and pundits, and so you must remain fearless when explaining to them. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and we spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Constantly keep it in your intellect that you are now returning home. The anchor of your boat has been raised from this old world. You are on a spiritual pilgrimage. Practice this pilgrimage and inspire others to do the same. 2. Remain fearless and don't lose courage when you speak in front of important people. Instill the habit of becoming soul conscious while explaining to others. Blessing. May you be a great soul who becomes innocent of Maya and anything wasteful, and thereby experiences divinity. A great soul or a saint would be someone who is innocent of Maya and of anything wasteful. Just as the deities were innocent of those things, in the same way, let those sanskars of yours emerge. Become an embodiment of one who is ignorant of all waste, because the force of something wasteful often finishes all consciousness of truth and righteousness. Therefore, be innocent in everything instead of being wasted, time, breath, words and actions. When you are ignorant of all waste, you will then automatically experience divinity and give others that experience. Slogan. In order to go into the first division, place your steps in Father Brahma's footsteps. Om Shanti.